Bloody Mary Podcast!
Welcome to the Bloody Mary Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy, and we are totally married.
Yep.
Tonight, we got our Bloody Marys, and we are talking about the movie A Return to Horror High from 1987.
1987, yeah. We watched this for the first time just a couple days ago. And I think this is our first like retro horror film review.
I think it is.
Yeah. So, interesting movie. One positive thing to say about it.
It's interesting.
It has really cool box art.
It does have cool box art. It's a bit misleading, I think.
It is. So one cool thing about the 80s is it's just a treasure trove for horror films. There's so many. There's theatrical ones. There's middle of the road ones. And there's like straight to video ones. There's so many that I haven't seen, that you haven't seen, that a lot of people haven't seen, that were made in that time just straight for VHS, straight to the consumer. And I feel like this is one of them. I don't think that if it had a theatrical release, it's pretty limited. But I feel like this was one of those straight to video features.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's cool. But this movie isn't that good.
The movie isn't cool.
So it's not cool. You know, I think we'll try to be a little spoiler free. Maybe towards the end we'll do some spoilers, or we'll just spoil the whole thing. Guess we'll see what happens.
We're going to spoil the whole thing.
So here's the plot of this one. In the early 1980s, a series of gruesome murders occurred at Crippen High School. A few years later, a film crew uses the now abandoned Crippen High as the set for a film. But an uninvited guest makes an appearance on the set. Killer to the left, killer to the right. Stand up, sit down, fright, fright, fright. Woo!
No.
One of George Clooney's first films.
Oh, it was.
He's in this movie.
Little baby George Clooney.
We popped this
in. He wasn't very good.
No. They killed him off really quick. He was in the movie for like 5 minutes. So this movie is pretty much, it's a movie set that's in a high school, and there may or may not be a killer going around killing people. And then they like do some tricks to where you think you're watching a flashback, but they're actually shooting a scene. And so it's like the whole movie is really convoluted.
Right. You don't know if it's a scene. You don't know if it's a flashback. Did it actually happen? If it's happening right now.
And like there's red herrings.
What is going on?
Purposefully, like everybody's a red herring.
My favorite red herring. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
Is Marcia Brady.
Marcia Brady's in this. Yeah.
Marcia Brady is in this
She's
movie.
She's like the best part. Maureen
She's
McCormick.
The best part of this movie. Maureen McCormick. At one point, she unbuttons her button to show her...
She's a cop. Investigating dead bodies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's dead bodies supposedly laying all around the school. Body parts.
Yeah.
It's gruesome.
Mm.
And she is all about it.
She is. She loves it. She gets off on dead bodies.
Oh, she totally gets off on dead... Like, she's flirting with her chief, and then she comes back... And she's like covered in blood. And he's like, what happened? She's like, oh, the hallway's messy. There's lots of blood. I slid from one end to the other. Like, did you slip and slide, Maureen McCormick?
As she said that, she grabbed her own tit.
She did. She was like, it's bloody.
It's
lots of blood everywhere. And then she reaches over and she's got a hot dog. She's over a dead body and she's just eating a hot dog covered in blood. And she's like, yeah, that's suspicious.
I mean, what possessed her to grab that role is beyond me, but I'm glad she did.
No, that's like the best thing about that whole movie was Marcia Brady.
It really is one of the best parts of that movie. It's like, what the fuck is going on?
I really wanted her to be the bad guy.
Yeah.
Because her her whole character was odd, but it was still like, I wanted her to be the killer.
Everyone's character was odd. Everyone was bizarre in this. Like, there was gore. It's supposed to be horror. There's terrible gore. And this movie is really, it's one of those films that, like you said, don't really age well with a lot of the themes with like sexuality, men and women. Misogyny is like really heavy in this one.
It is strong.
And like, you know, in some of these 80s films, like some of that's okay. But this one, it's like bad.
it is heavy. It is laid on heavy.
It's like a good example is how Revenge of the Nerds is a great film, but there's like that one scene in there where he pretty much like rapes that chick, which at the time was it was humorous. It was. Society deemed that humorous. And even when I watched it when I was a kid, I was like, ah, that's funny. Well, but now you watch it, you're like, oh, what the fuck?
I know. We watched that and we're like, he just raped her.
Well, it's crazy like how society views things. And, you know. Right. Yeah. Or like the film, the 80s film Overboard, which is like a classic with Kurt Russell and
Goldie Hawn.
I loved it. My parents loved it.
Right. We watched it all the time. But it's really...
He pretty much just fucking kidnaps this chick and like rapes her.
I didn't like fucks with her mind and everything, and it's supposed to be funny and shut the front door and they like what?
But yeah. Anyways, so yeah, there's like some stuff in there that doesn't age well, but at least there's like boobs everywhere.
Oh god,
so that's a lot of fun.
There's no butts though.
Yeah,
and there's no man butts. I would take offense to that.
And there's like, and then the reveal is just nutty. It's like,
oh my god,
and you don't even have to know who it is. It's like a Scooby-Doo blackface reveal. So there's like a black man playing a character in this whole film. And then
Amos.
And at the end, like Amos is like, looks like he's the killer. He's grabbing people and stuff. And he's like grabbing the main guy. And then Amos goes to grab his face. And then they like do a cut. And it's just like this white guy rib pulling off the
blaze. It's a crazy old
Impossible scene.
It's like Mission Impossible meets Scooby-Doo.
Bizarre.
And it was bizarre. And at one point, Amos utters the words, I'm going to do pussy movies.
After
your little cameo, Amos, in this movie, what are you going to do? I'm going to do pussy movies.
I'm going to do pussy films.
Pussy films.
So that was, yeah, those were great. But tell them about the quicksand.
Oh my God, I don't know. I haven't been in a high school shop class in a very long time.
I've been in high school shop class since high school.
Yeah. And I did not know that there was a sandbox pit of quicksand in.
To my knowledge,
I don't think there is quicksand sandboxes in the middle of shop class. But who knows? It's the 80s. Things could have changed by the time we got to high school.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
maybe.
In this... You go through the quicksand into a trapdoor to the basement.
Yeah, there was like a quicksand trapdoor in the middle of shop class that nobody just gave a shit about.
What? No one questions that there's a quicksand trapdoor?
People like fall into it and their like feet are sticking up like, oh.
Help me.
So there's like quicksand trapdoors. There's like Scooby-Doo reveals. It's a weird one. A weird movie.
Can we talk about the ending?
Go ahead.
Then the end, and the cops are like, okay, because the kid, you know, we did the Scooby-Doo reveal.
Yeah.
And then all the cops go downstairs, and the two survivors run upstairs, and then all the dead bodies pop up, and it's a film crew, and it was all fake, and they hurried, and they bustled, and they put everything away, and they left. And then the cops came back out, and they're like, huh?
Yeah.
Where'd all the bodies go?
Yeah.
They weren't dead. Did you not, like, pulses?
Yeah, did you not check them?
Did you not check any of these bodies? Like, one was moving at some point?
And then, like, the main cop said something like, well, looks like I'm going to take that job in Vegas. Fuck this town.
Like, fuck this, body's disappearing, murdered man.
Yeah.
And Maureen McCormick's just over here like, I don't know what happened.
Just rubbing her dick, covered in blood, eating hot dogs. Yeah, it's a weird movie. Let's talk about, like, it was directed by Bill Froelich. It's his directorial debut, and after that, he did like three other lackluster things. And this movie, this might explain some stuff, had four writers. Four people wrote this thing, which infuriates me to no end as a filmmaker that's, you know, making short films, trying to get a feature film made. I can write better than this.
Right.
And I'm one person. This is four people getting paid industry money.
Four people wrote this. I mean, it makes sense because it is a hot mess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep. And there's, yeah, so it's just, it's not that great of a film. And even 80s horror standards, you know, it has cool box art. It's got some boobs. But yeah, bonus points for Marsha Brady as the cop.
She made the whole.
And the fact that it didn't faze the chief either, really. Like she comes up rubbing her boob with blood and she's like, yeah, I don't know, there's dead bodies everywhere. And he's like, well, let's go investigate further.
Oh, well, and then first he like looks over like, nice tits. And then like, oh, we should go investigate. Like, what?
Yeah.
All the men's eyes were not, they did not look into the woman's eyes.
Yeah.
They looked at their boobs the entire time. Yeah. It was like,
Yeah.
Hi, I'm up here.
There was that Hello. One scene too where they were, you know, rigging there will be no exploding tits in this movie. Like they were going to have an exploding tit shot and this chick came up and they were her real boobs. Right. And, but they were saying, no, those are
the you know, exploding.
Yeah. Those see, they look so real. They're rigged to explode. Then they like cut to the guy's face. They cut back to her and she has like a towel on with like popping off a fake boob.
Right. And then he throws and it. Then throw and it. Then it titty explosion.
And a titty explodes. And one of the cops is like, ah! And then someone walks by like, don't worry. That's normal around here. It's
like, what?
Yeah.
What?
So like out of like
oh and then the end the one guy that was telling them what the cops because there was one survivor that was retelling the story
the plot's so convoluted
and he was the son of the killer or some shit.
I don't care,
that was another twist.
Don't care
so
at all.
What do you rank it out of 1 out of 10 Bloody Marys? What do you give it?
2. It gets 2 out of 10. It would have got 1, but Marsha Brady, you know, And the boobs, and George Clooney's beautiful hair, just bring it up that one point. And what about you?
I was gonna say I give it 2 because Marsha Brady.
See,
that's
look,
it.
See, that's why we're married.
No,
right?
No.
We like Marsha Brady and her bloody boobs and her weird character.
And her weird character. That was the best part of that entire movie.
Yeah.
If anyone knows if there's any quicksand traps. Sandboxes in shop class still. Please let me know.
Please let us know.
I'm really interested in this.
We will notify the authorities.
Because quicksand was a big thing in the 80s.
It was, and it just vanished. Like there used to be quicksand everywhere. And I remember even it was like in some school, like in home ec or something, like what to do if you come across quicksand.
Right.
Cub Scouts.
We knew in the 80s how to get out of quicksand.
We did, because it was everywhere.
And yet I've never seen quicksand in my entire life. But you better fucking believe I know how to get out of it.
Right? I that's it. I'm putting quicksand in a movie. Okay, but anyways, I can't recommend if you're looking for an 80s horror film that you watch this. There's better, like, obscure 80s horror flicks.
Oh, yeah.
The box art's cool. I'd say only check it out if you're, like, a diehard horror person.
Just so you can watch it.
Yeah.
To say you watched it.
Yeah, I mean... Marsha Brady, like you can have it on in the background while you're doing stuff and then just look for Marsha Brady's fun parts.
Bloody boobs.
Bloody tits.
Bloody tits.
Well.
That's how we end it. Our Bloody Marys are dead and so are we.
So are we. See you later.
Bye-bye. The Bloody Marys.